What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, on a hump day, May 21st. Hope it's serving you well, as a radio legend around here would say. Rusty start for the top seed last night, but boy, did they flex in the second half. Speaking of OKC, or am I speaking of Brad Carson, who again continues to get it right. Both were right last night. OKC, Brad Carson, the fade Brad. It is now tail Brad. Anybody who's this guy, he was on OKC, rightly so. What a showing in the second half. 70-40, I believe it was. Outscored Minnesota by 30. Anthony Edwards, 0 in the fourth quarter.
Whew.
Now, we said he had to be big. Now, I do recall being disappointed in his effort, game one effort, against Golden State.
Yep. I mean.
Now.
Yeah.
Things changed in that series, didn't they?
They did.
He didn't really put Steph down in that series, did he? They
No.
did go on to win four straight, but he did respond.
He did.
Okay. I expect a response after the way they got handled last night in that second half. But will it be enough? That's the question. For my partner today. His name is John Martin. He is both local and national. Only few have, very few have done that, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I
very
think
few in the game have done that.
GP kind of started it, right?
Yeah.
He kind of was doing the local radio thing with the
and
national.
I thought of him, and then who else?
I mean, Wolo is obviously national at this point, you know?
Very few.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Greg Gaston at ESPN Plus is national, technically, is it not?
Yes.
So?
He does national work quite frequently.
Yeah.
And so, very impressive resume that John brings to the table. Don't know if it's as impressive as having the number one PD in the land.
Number
Brad
one in the
Carson, executive producer on the ones and twos. I want to make sure I give everybody today a formal introduction.
I like it.
There's it's a little thick, Jason. I mean, I don't think I'm number one. I think they actually got that wrong. I'm convinced.
The ranking says.
In fact, every day I come in here, I feel that
please
way.
Please don't undermine my credibility.
No, I don't want to upset the messenger here. John, get me here, though. Like,
number one.
Let's correct the record for Christ's sake.
You are number one.
You
want to
say? You want to say?
It may say that.
Mid-market?
Honestly, they got it wrong.
Mid-major.
That's
market?
Wrong. That they were wrong.
The man says
the votes
his own...
are. We just retabulated. Well, incorrect. Sorry. That's
but you know that. See, fade Brad. Because it's the opposite.
That's right.
In this case.
I had four people this week tell me how bad I am at my job. So,
number one in the country, we hold you dear, near and dear to our hearts.
I appreciate that.
I'll say this. On that topic, I will say it's rent. You're paying rent every day. You don't stay number one. You don't stay number one every day.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I don't.
It's possible Brad earned it in 2024, but he's not earning it in 2025.
Currently not.
Don't dismiss
it. Yeah, I've
Brad.
Lightened up. I John's on it.
Don't be so.
And
humble,
you're wearing
Brad.
A Cubs hat, so I'll forgive you.
You know why?
Well,
because we handled that business last
you
night.
Did,
didn't
yeah,
I?
You're still in first.
Oh, y'all are playing right now.
Cardinals are actually back in the game.
No, they're nipping at our heels. I've been watching them.
Yeah.
Should have given them a respect burger at some point in the last 2 weeks,
Thank
but I've
you.
Refused.
Yeah.
You are back in the race, though, aren't you?
We're back in
very,
it.
It has been very impressive.
There might be number one soon in the land.
So you guys won't have a series, it looks like, until the end of June.
Oh, it'll be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a while. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we've played a tough schedule. Now we're getting an easier portion of it. You're getting Detroit.
That's fair.
Handle your business, Detroit. Y'all did win game one, though, didn't you?
We got one. We lost yesterday.
I'm watching. We don't talk a lot of baseball
right
here, but I do have my
That's
Cubs
an impressive
hat
win.
On.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Look what we did to the Marlins, to the dead fish.
Mauled them.
We mauled them.
Mauled.
Exactly right. This is the first time we've had 20-plus hits three times in one season since, like, the 30s.
It's incredible.
So we have offense. We have no pitching.
Especially
that's where the Cubs are at. That
yeah.
is your baseball MLB
hey,
talk
that's
of
it.
The
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
Give
yeah,
us a
yeah,
round
yeah.
of applause.
Hey.
John's going to chime in a little bit later in the season on his Yankees
yes.
and Judge's quest for 400.
That's right. Right now we're just marinating.
Treading.
We do have game one of Knicks Pacers tonight. I'm hoping it's like the old days. It got it's been 2 years in a row we've seen them, and now it's for a trip to the finals. That always increases the stakes certainly and the urgency, and we figure it's going to be Celebrity Row. At Madison Square Garden tonight, so looking forward to that. And then we had some coward owners because the tush push did not get banned. It didn't get enough votes. I heard that coming in from Jeffrey right on the Jeff Calkins show.
Yep. Not to say that it won't get enough votes eventually. I think there will be a come a time where like somebody will get sick of it, but not enough today.
I blame Green Bay.
Yep.
They went back, reworded. We didn't get enough. I think we came up 2 votes short.
Wow, that close.
So, whatever. Yeah, I mean, they could have done better. They're the ones that went back. They were asked to go back, reword it, make it strong enough. Basically include all pushing. They did. Not strong enough. We come up short. Of course, I'm going to blame the Packers. Way to go, cheeseheads.
I mean, nobody
wasn't strong enough.
Nobody actually does the tush push
not
besides
Johnson.
Philly, right?
No, seriously. At least the Packers stepped up. Bills apparently do it, and then we saw somebody else do it ineffectively, I thought. Bills, Jeff
the
said,
Bills came
Jeff
up
said
short,
Bills
right?
do it. Yeah. Jeff said Bills do it.
Yeah.
I think I want to say it was ineffective for them too.
Didn't
but I want to say I saw one other team doing it.
Isn't that when Josh Allen controversially was ruled short when they did the
goal line?
I don't think it was the goal line. It was actually at midfield. It was the Chiefs playoff game, I want to say.
Mm.
And he was ruled controversially
right.
short.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's probably part of it. It's like, yeah, like the Eagles do it well and nobody else does. So we're
the
not.
The whole pushing of your own players.
Yeah.
It should be out. And that's what they had expanded it to.
Yeah.
But not enough.
Didn't Mark Andrews try this? Like, he lined up under center, and then like they've been ruled short before. Like I feel like the Ravens have tried it with the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Some other teams have tried it. Mixed results. Nobody does it nearly as well as the Eagles do it. But yes, it's not going anywhere. So I do think it makes the game boring because it's like almost it's like you usually with them it's just a guarantee they're going to pick it up because nobody stopped it.
They have scored an incredible. I don't have the number in front of me, but amount of touchdowns. They seem to not care when asked about it yesterday, the actual Philly players, but they'll continue to have the edge, the
yes,
advantage there.
There's no question.
Even beyond having my guy Kelsey.
Yeah, it's
they've
it's
continued
somebody else
to
now,
be able to do it.
Yeah, it is crazy that, you know, it's
because they used to say
persisted.
he was the center of that thing,
exactly.
You know, it literally as the center. But
exactly.
They've continued to be able to do it. It's impressive.
It is.
I hate that we didn't put it out of the game, put it out of its misery.
It's not going anywhere this year, maybe next year. I'm sure it'll keep coming up in these meetings.
Hey, we got Olympic 2028 NFL players.
Woohoo! I know. It's like.
Not, did you hear? They what sold, they all want to have as their player, what Troy Vincent said, their Steph Curry moment. See, when you're just coming off of Olympics like that,
yeah.
I mean, I think, and Justin Jefferson's leading the way.
Yeah.
They want to be Steph. So
right.
they're excited about it.
Fine. But what other country is going to field a team, bro? Like, they ain't got no football players anywhere else.
We'll get enough. Eight to 16. So we'll bash them.
Nah, what somebody told me last night, I was talking about this with somebody at the bar last night when I was watching the game. They said that NFL players that don't make the American team will be studying their lineage. They'll
yeah.
be Do I have any Russian heritage? Do I have any
some of that, but
Chinese heritage?
Yeah. And you can have more than one from the same team in that instance, but otherwise, no. If it's the same nationality, only one can go from your
team. You know, it looks like Mexico's demonstrated strong success.
I mean, we had NFL Europe, you know. I'm sure there was a few, you know, 10 fans born, you know, in that somehow, out of the few fans that came out of
Canada,
NFL Europe.
You know, Canada.
Had a couple of their sons playing football over there, you know.
Kyler Murray is Korean.
Oh.
So he could play for Korea. He could be and that would be a problem for us.
Well,
yep.
We need as many golds as we can get.
Yes, we do. It does feel like this is just handing the United States another gold medal. But
especially since it didn't feel like we dominated breakdancing like we thought.
Oh, we got killed in that.
I want to say we lost.
I think we did.
I think we did lose.
In breakdancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, like, I just remember the
we thought we would own that event.
No.
She didn't even, I don't even think she placed. She should have been disqualified.
Because
that was a joke.
And it became an NFL celebration, actually.
Yeah, it did. See, unfortunately, it overshadowed the contest. And nobody watched the finals as a result of that woman out there clowning.
Yeah, it looks like Canada won gold.
Boy Phil Wizard.
I told you.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
couldn't even
we
win.
We bronzed the
medal. When that came up, we said, we got this.
Yeah.
Nope.
So don't go assuming just because we're sending some NFL guys over there.
Yeah.
That somebody ain't got something for us.
Well, it just goes to show you how far ago, how long ago you got served was, you know.
Yeah.
If we would have had that come out in 20, we would have had a whole wave of it's been so long.
So long.
You know, maybe Omarion will get in there for us next Olympics.
Dude, he's too old.
I need new blood. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, big show today. We will talk to Norton Hurd IV at 125.
It's a very important interview.
Very important interview, as he'll give us the recap of the weekend in Memphis last weekend, EYBL. He's got some guys that are getting some offers now as a result.
Man, Cello.
Cello. Dylan Jones is one that's blowing up.
Yeah.
So 2027. He's got a junior that played up, LJ Smith, who's not you, actually.
Yeah, no, I thought Chris wasn't impressed. He's got the same name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop talking, Dad.
So we'll talk about all
just
that
watch him.
With Norton Hurd IV at 125. So that is the show today. We have a lot to get to. Let's do a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. Oklahoma City Thunder. They are going to win it all. Cap or no cap.
Well, win it all means beyond this.
That's right.
Didn't know we were going to go that far. I figured series was coming. Win it all, though, the answer is that's no cap they are. Well, let's just talk about this series. And something I said yesterday, I want to see how you feel now. This series is going to be easier for them than the Denver series was. As
totally
crazy
agree.
As that sounds, and as thin as Denver was.
I totally agree.
Went seven games.
I totally agree.
This is going to be easier for them.
This could be a sweep. This could be a sweep.
I see 4-1 or 4-2. I see no more than six games. I think Kendrick Perkins said that. My dad told me he said the same thing this morning.
Yeah.
I promise you, I didn't hear him and come up with it.
Yeah.
This is what I was saying yesterday. It's you hit it first. Literally every analyst I heard on ESPN, ABC, or whatever else said it yesterday, Minnesota can't turn the ball over. Michael Malone is on as an analyst, the former Denver coach. He comes on. They throw it to him. What does he say? Minnesota can't turn the ball over. You're going to play into their hands. Bob Myers, the former Golden State, said the exact – everybody's saying the same thing. Minnesota's saying it. Julius Randle is even saying it in a side interview. And he played a great game, right? Great first half. He's really the reason why they had a 9-point lead in the first half. Felt okay there for a while because you figure, okay, Anthony Edwards going to kick in, whatever else. I think he had another 5 turnovers, Julius Randle. You ended up allowing them to score 31 points. Point number one on the what you cannot do list, like everybody had talked about.
Yep.
And there was OKC running you out of the building in the second half because you're literally giving the ball. I tell you what, now I hadn't heard anybody say this. For as good as Randle was in the first half, he was feeling himself from three.
Yep.
I also thought it ended up playing into OKC's hands because then he tried to do too much, especially once Ant got injured. Now, I'm not taking anything away from his performance. Like he was knocking down threes. This dude, his game, what did he end up? 5 of 6 from three. Red hot. But I think it ended up playing into OKC's hands because he tried to take over, do too much at times, drive when there were two or three guys on him, ends up with the 5 turnovers. I don't know how many of those 5 ended up going other end for buckets, but it was a ton of them, and overall, 31
yep.
off the 17 turnovers OKC scored off Minnesota turnovers. So it was literally what we had said.
Yep.
And it didn't happen early. It was later on. And then, my gosh, man, I mean, they're number one in defense for a reason. Look, I thought Anthony Edwards sort of disrespected him at the – I don't know if it's disrespect or not. I saw Julius Randle look up when he said, did you see he said basically they're playing AAU defense. Now I know he's saying that probably with a – he's saying they're jumping me every time, 2-3 guys. It's like AAU. It's kind of disrespectful to say about the number one defense in the league.
Yep.
However, it's what he sees. He couldn't get to the basket. He had one shot at the basket.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Yep.
In terms of his average shot distance, this was the longest in his career. 25.8 feet from the basket was the longest in a game in his career. They pushed him out. That's per Genius IQ. They pushed him out. They kept him away from the basket. Now, some of that is because of that ankle. He came down crazy that one time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, he tried to dunk on Dort.
He did.
One time.
He did.
One time. And I thought he about got him. What I tell you about trying to dunk on Dort when we had the Ja discussion.
Yep.
Somebody else said, he's not going to let you get away with it. Did you see the way he came down on Ant's arm?
Yep.
He's not going to let you do that, Tim, and especially in the playoffs.
100%.
That's why I'm saying, man, let's lay that thing up. No, Scottie Pippen, of course, he's going for box office. Remember that discussion?
Mm-hmm.
But Ja's got to know, man. That stuff they're letting you do in January, they're not going to let you do. Especially as you haven't played more than 6 games. In a row, two years in a row,
yep.
more than 6 games. So, the side note, Dort kept Ant from, but that was like the only time he got to the basket, other than one official shot. I mean, he got the 2 free throws off that one, but then I think one official shot at the basket, 0 in the fourth quarter. Their defense is awesome.
It's
why they're going to win it all. Back to the, not to take up, oh, you got things to say.
No,
it's
why
they're going to win it all to bring it back home.
It is. I saw somebody tweet that it's breathtaking, their defense.
It's as impressive as anything they do offensively. Because I tell you what, you get them in a half court, like Michael Malone said.
Exactly.
That's the way. It ain't all that press. You can get SGA doing an off-balance jump shot because he couldn't find a way to slink his way through the lane. You can do it. It's hard. But the majority of the time they're getting it, they're running down the court off turnovers.
Yep.
That's their best offense.
Yep.
And so, yeah, back to the point, their defense is probably more impressive.
Yes.
Than what they do offensively, especially anything they do in the half court.
I mean, it was the second half is exactly what we said that it would be if you start turning the ball over, which was an Oklahoma City party, and that's what it was. 51 threes from Minnesota in this game was not going to be the recipe either.
I think they ended up settling for a lot of them because the yes. ones were going down early. Even yes. Ants were going down early.
But the bench really failed them last night. DiVincenzo was a disaster. Nas Reed didn't do anything.
The whole thing.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker didn't show up.
When they're one of the best benches in the league in
that's
the regular
right.
season because of those three.
That's right.
They were all bad.
It's one of those things where – You don't want to overreact to one game. I mean, they were winning at the half, right? They were doing enough to lead at the half. But, Gobert was a non-factor. He's not going to be a factor in this series because it feels like he just doesn't bring enough offensively.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he just doesn't. And
He looked useless out there. They had to pull him off the floor.
Jaden McDaniels is in foul trouble, he fouled out last night. I don't think that the upside is really there for the Timberwolves in this series. I mean, I never thought they would win it anyway. I thought they might be able to keep game one close. Obviously, we talked about it, but I just think overall, OKC is just too much, too strong, too fast. And, I mean, other than Shea, it didn't necessarily even feel like they played that well yesterday. I mean, it really didn't. And they won by a billion.
Minnesota was 19th in turnover percentage during the regular season. Grizz, by the way, were 24th, just for reference.
Yeah.
But they're 12th. We're in the playoffs now. Timberwolves are 12th in turnover percentage of the 16 teams that made the playoffs. Every team that's behind them is out.
Yep.
OKC's first in terms of taking care of the ball. Pacers are 3rd. Knicks are 7th. Again, Timberwolves are 12th. They don't take care of the ball. That's why this is not getting fixed.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's not going to get. I mean,
why this series for sure is done. Right. I will see on East. We can regroup. Those teams actually take care of the ball, as you see.
I mean, and to the point, right? Like, what makes me so pessimistic about this series is that, you know, Minnesota had 17 turnovers to Oklahoma City's 12. Right, it wasn't like it was like this big disparity. It wasn't like they turned the ball over 45 times. It felt like it.
How they maximize.
But also, it was pretty similar in terms of like everybody was complaining about the free throw, right? They were complaining about Minnesota shot 21 free throws. Oklahoma City shot 26. It wasn't like there was a big disparity there either. So 5 more free throws. Minnesota only had 5 more turnovers over the course of the game. Yet it was a 26-point loss. I just think that just spells doom, really, for, you know, if it's, okay, Minnesota only had 11 free throws and OKC had 30. Okay, that's too many, right? That's too many. Mm-hmm. So that'll even out. But it ain't even like the Timberwolves had a super, super terrible turnover game, and they're going to have a game where they have more than 17 turnovers. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. So I think this could be, you know, I mean, I think 5 is kind of where I would settle. Maybe Minnesota takes 1 in Minneapolis, but
as of this morning, they were up to -700 to win the series.
Yeah,
that had jumped,
and they're about -230 to win it all.
Okay.
I don't really see anybody beating them. I just think they're too good.
And didn't I see it'll be SGA day today? As we'll get, didn't I see from ESPN we'll get MVP announcement?
Yes, that's finally coming. Not that there's any drama, but yes, we'll finally get the announcement, and hopefully they all NBA
before
roll
the
in
Eastern
as well.
Conference. Yep.
So I think you and I both agree. I think we kind of agreed on this before the series started that it was Oklahoma City's title to lose.
I don't know why you rode with Rostradamus yesterday. Felt bad for you on the whole coming off the game 7, gonna lose.
Well, it looked good for 24 minutes, and then, you know, the barrage.
It never looked good from that bench. If you're rooting for Minnesota, you're Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker ain't all going to go 7 of 36. That's 19%.
That is true. That's what you would tell yourself.
They are one of the best benches in the league with just those three. They have been effective all year long. There's no way it's going to be that. They were 5 of 28 combined from 3.
Yep.
Like, there's no way they're going to be. And on a night, you only got 18 from Ant.
Yep.
Dead man. You know, you're dead.
Totally.
Dead men walking. And that's what but that bench will be better, especially in Minnesota where those shots will drop. But we all know they need to steal one.
Yep.
You got to steal one. And now you only got one game to do that.
No doubt.
You don't do that, boy.
Oh,
OKC's really feeling themselves. Going to Minnesota 2-0.
And again, like, let's not, you know, it's one of those games where it's like, dude, Minnesota is a 6 seed. Like, they were firmly in the play-in with like 2 weeks left in the regular season. Like, should we be that surprised that Oklahoma City's putting Bell to ass?
That's what I told you.
You know,
that's a good chance going to be an easier series for them. And off that game one, well, especially that second half, it does look like it. Again, if Minnesota was a team that regularly took care of the ball,
yep,
then you could talk me into, okay, extended series, get Anthony Edwards in game 6, game 7.
Yep.
Anything can happen. They aren't that and haven't been that all season long. And so, and they have not cleaned it up in the playoffs. So you heard Chris Finch talking about it, before the game, and they couldn't get it done.
They couldn't.
They'll have to talk about it again.
Exactly. All right, we're going to stay with this theme because, again, it was a topic last night on social media. You enjoy watching the presumptive MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, play basketball, cap or no cap?
Enjoy it, cap. But I'm not one who gets overly caught up in screaming. My son is. I am not. Maybe it's a little bit of just having it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to do that. You know, he's a contrarian. That's what he is. Or maybe I am. Maybe that's what it is. We're both contrarians.
Yeah.
So we just push back on each other. Either way, I don't want to contribute to it.
Yep.
Man, he gets it done.
He does.
I wish we'd stop hating on it and adopt some of it around here, whether Ja or whatever else. Now, we can say Ja doesn't get that call. He doesn't.
No, he does not.
But there's a way to get to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Ja the type of player who could earn it eventually? I mean, that's what we said. He's got to figure out that line and what it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's staying on the court.
Yes.
I mean, we have to keep going back to that when you haven't played more than 6 games consecutively in 2 straight years. So, but no, to get the call, I mean, you got to be consistent. To get the call, you got to be one of the league stars. If you're out there, the refs see you, you're Ja Morant, the crowds are behind you, even the opposing crowds at times, the refs don't want to cross those guys. They want to give you the call. Ja's a guy who gets the basket. However, the whole trying to dunk on everybody thing, man, it's got to get more serious. And especially if you're talking about playoffs. Because, yeah, you're looking for a foul in those instances, but that's what's keeping you from staying on the floor.
Yep.
So whatever way it is, to go back to SGA, he's got a size to him at 6'5", 6'6". That Ja, he's, as Jeff said, somebody called it a slinky. He was quoting somebody else out there. He kind of moves his way through there in a way that Ja does not. Let's be real, Ja is jumping over you or shooting the floater. Shea is getting to the basket more than finger roll and looking for the contact, kind of looking, you know. Ja doesn't necessarily, that body ain't looking for
it. Yeah, well, Shea has spots he gets to on the floor, right? That's one thing that Ja, like, you don't know what Ja's spot on the floor
my
is.
My point is, there's a skill in what he's doing, even though I hate watching it. Chris Harrington said something that's right. It's not as bad as watching James Harden when he used to do this stuff.
Right.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, what Shea wants to do is, like, he's got these elbow spots. He's got these baseline spots. He tries to get there.
He's trying to get to his spots. Yeah.
I mean, and he does get fat, you know, whatever. Like,
the league does give him too many.
They do.
But I'm sure, I mean, it felt the same way about Mike. I had him, and I was happy with it and everything else. Just, you know, listen, he's getting the calls. There's a skill to that. I wish we got to find the balance for Ja. Some of it's he's got to earn. Some of it's the refs need to give it to him. I mean, he's one of those stars in the league, but you got to play more than 50 games. You got to be out there.
Yeah.
You got to be starring every night. SGA does that to his credit. It's why he's about to be named MVP tonight. You know, there's a difference, let's be real, for those of us that are still sort of in denial about the levels those two guys are on.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He's gone. He's left you for now.
He's an MVP, man.
I'm very hopeful you can get back to his level, but let's I mean, rather than hate on it, you know, kind of at least give it a little bit of respect and maybe you learn a little something from it and see, okay, what can I do to get to, you know maybe I'm not going to get his numbers.
Right.
But what can I do to get a little bit more of a whistle like his? I mean, the best do, so let me do whatever I got to do to get among that group of the best.
Yeah.
Part of it's being out there.
I mean, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander averages basically 30 a game, bro. Like,
I mean, we're talking about the leading scorer. What are we talking about here? See, he's the leading scorer in the NBA.
Yeah, like, I mean, if he doesn't have 30 points in a game, it's like, whoa, you know?
Well, I mean, he's going to get 12 to 14 of them from the free throw line.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. You got to credit him.
So
you know?
He's played 12 games now in the postseason, and he's scored 30 or more in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of the 12 he scored 30 or more, and a couple of those he had 27 and 25. Like, the only truly bad game he's had two. One was against the Grizzlies in game one, and then it was game three against the Nuggets. And that's it. That's the only he's had two genuinely bad games.
My criticism would be how the league, and where I do think opposing coaches are right, they give Shea his calls, his star calls, and then they allow OKC to play a style of defense, man, because they're literally fouling on just about every play.
Yep.
It is not same on the other end.
Yeah.
It's not. And even against some stars that they've played, it's not the same whistle. And so I think I'm with that criticism of OKC, because what Shea's getting down there on one end, I mean, sometimes Anthony Edwards, some of these others that they played, Jamal Murray was getting mauled. That's who it was. Jamal Murray was getting mauled at the basket. He was screaming at the ref for an and one, didn't get the call. So to give Shea his, but not even Jamal Murray. I mean, the guys won a championship.
Yep.
You got to call it somewhat even there.
Yep.
That's where I don't.
Yeah.
It's more how the league officiates.
Well,
OKC.
I mean, look, we'll see. I mean, you know,
that's wrong. That part's wrong.
I do think that there will be, like, you know, some response from Minnesota. You know, I
response gonna be like one win in Minnesota. It's gonna be 4-1 or 4-2. Maybe they do extend it to 6.
Yeah, it's just to the degree to which it's a response, right? That's what we'll find out. But I don't know if I don't know if I'd say I enjoy it, but I respect it. I respect.
Yeah, I think there should be a proper level of respect for it.
You know, I mean, a lot of people
the
say
best,
they don't.
The best get it.
A lot of people would say they don't enjoy watching Jokic because his game is.
Plenty
of
folks have said that.
So, you know, it's just, but it produces. he gets results.
Yeah, it's unathletic.
Exactly.
Although he is an extreme athlete at his size to be able to get up and down. But we say it's, I mean, it's not dunking on,
but
you're
flying
through the air type,
you know,
stuff.
Shea's very much below
the
rim.
He does if nobody's down there.
Yeah.
I liked Ant throwing that ball at him early, man.
Yeah.
Ant pushed him back. He stood over him, but he didn't
Yeah.
Once that ankle, it kind of, I thought we were about to get a real one-on-one battle there early.
I know. Yeah.
But they did a heck of, they don't, it's not one-on-one defense against Ant. They're throwing two and three guys on him. Just one shot the basket. That's just the second time he's been under 20 in these playoffs.
Yep.
11 games.
All right. Last one in the rundown, and then we have, you know, a few more topics that we'll touch on. But Knicks Pacers tonight is going to feel like the old days. I think Reggie Miller on the call, right?
I hope that's the case.
I think that's true. Him
if
and
it's
Harlan.
TNT, he is.
Yeah.
Should be. Like the old days, no. It's going to be hard to match what Reggie did to them folks. I believe Larry Johnson hit a big one to in a game 7 to advance them, though. You know, so it wasn't always like Indiana was winning.
Well, this our UNLV historian. He would know.
That was later on in Grandmama's career.
That was after the Hornets, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about his second iteration in New York,
dude,
right?
He had Madison Square Garden jumping. And
I
want to tell you,
he
hit a huge shot at the end of a game 6 or a game 7.
Not a terrible NBA career, by the way, of Mr. Johnson.
Like, dude, Larry Johnson was an NBA star.
Yeah.
And he had commercials and everything else.
We don't talk about him, though, from that era. Yeah.
No, we don't. You're right about that.
We really don't.
He was in Space Jam.
Bro,
he was.
I'm telling you, he was slick LeBron before LeBron.
Bro.
Take that and
I'm biased, but like my favorite player of the early 90s.
Put that in my pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
Now, you did identify Jason Tatum as light-skinned LeBron.
Well, he's let me down. He needs to reclaim that, but it's going to be a while.
He got you a title, man.
Well, he's put down
he does,
now.
He does lead them in like points, rebounds, and assists like every series, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think
he has
was good.
He has the body. He just won't use it as much as
Are the Celtics
should.
Done? Are they done now? Are we saying
what,
that?
What, I mean, what is this,
gonna be
your
done
own
for
cap
a year?
Or no cap? Or
no, I took over. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll get out of
here. What's going on here?
Got excited
you got
about
your fourth cap or no cap item over there?
Yeah, Larry Johnson got him going.
Man, Larry got Brad riled up about the old days.
He opened the window. I'm sorry, Jason.
Quickly moved to the Celtics and whether or not the dynasty is over.
We still have to address the Pacers and Knicks.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
But I mean, the old days for me are like 2003.
I felt like when I started talking about that yesterday, it's like I have to look over at Brad because you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't.
But you know your history about Reggie scoring like 8 and 9 seconds or whatever
it
was.
I've seen
that.
And
the choke and spike.
But I wasn't like watching it and living it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. The Knicks that I lived were like, you know, the Linsanity and
I believe Larry dropped off one of them Davis boys. And remember Indiana had the Davis twins? We call them the Davis, but it's like Antonio and Dale. But we call them the Davis twins, but they weren't brothers at all. They were, you know, those battles were physical. They were fun. And again, we looked at the West and we said, oh, man, that West is soft. Back then, you know, the way the East played, that was even, you know, that's post Mike's, you know, not a factor. At that point, they're carrying it on in just this physical manner. Reminds you of old Bulls Detroit, even going before that. I mean, those old Celtics Detroit matchups. Man, did you see the punches they would throw? That was a different time, man. And it felt like it was happening in the East. So we won't get back to that kind of physicality, which I think increased the tension back then. Man, you should see the look on Spike's woman's face when Reggie's doing him in. I don't know if that's his wife or what, but when Reggie was going in on Spike, even his own woman was like, damn. Yeah. That's how it was, like that series. And so, no, it won't get back to that. But we got some characters, man. Brunson. Cat's going to do that old stupid stuff he does with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Soft self.
Yeah.
Does what? I call him soft. He's a walking double-double, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is.
I need to retire that.
Yeah.
Because we've seen soft up close, haven't we?
We have. We certainly have.
We don't need to say it.
We'll see. I don't think this series, well, I guess the Thunder-Wolves series ain't nothing either. So, I mean, it ain't going to be tough.
This series, as I also said yesterday, will be better
than
Minnesota OKC.
Yeah.
It will be more competitive.
It won't have the star power.
I like
but
this Indiana. Nobody giving them a chance.
Yeah. Seems like they'll thrive for sure. Seems like they will thrive in that role. They have been thriving in that role all postseason. So,
Nick's been blowtorches for a long time now. They do seem to have the man that's going to change that.
It's a big moment.
And get him back to a finals. But
this is a huge moment for that franchise.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rick Carlisle, you know, rubbing his hands together.
They have not been to the finals since 1999, bro.
So it's him. He was the coach when they beat Miami, right? And weren't supposed to?
Yes.
Dallas?
Yes. Correct.
Watch out.
And people revise,
I'm just saying.
People revise history, right? It's amazing how time will pass. Before Dirk won that title, bro, he was known as a dud in the playoffs, a choker, bro. That was his reputation. His reputation was Dirk. Every time he got the playoffs as one seed or whatever, isn't he the guy that lost the Warriors as the eight? When it was 1-8, the Warriors were the eight, they beat him, you know. Dirk's reputation and perception was that he was a choke artist in the playoffs until that title. And now Dirk is like revered, you know. Now everybody loves Dirk, you know. But until that happened with Rick Carlisle and that team, you know, that he had a bad reputation in the playoffs. And so it's just amazing how, you know, you wouldn't remember that. You know, it's like we forget about it. But, they'd beat the Grizzlies every year. A big deal. Everybody was beating the Grizzlies in those years. Sweeping them, too.
There's something about these Pacers.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with
Nick's
you.
Better watch out. I think this one's definitely going 6 or 7.
Well, because, again, they're going to test them in a way, like the depth that they're going to throw at them, right? Like, they're going to bring, you know, Obi Toppin off the bench, you know, Mathurin off the – like, they're just going to go much deeper.
The way their offense works, too, and it's – I mean, they're always moving. And here's the key. You got to make Brunson work on the defensive end.
Yeah.
You got to wear him down in this series. And so it can't just be throwing different guys at him. We talked about you putting Neesmith and all those guys like we've talked about. But I'm talking about on the offensive end, you got to make dude work. You got to get him and stuff, you know, sets and everything else and work him and wear him down this series.
Yep.
Because if he's just killing you, you know, if he's Mr. Clutch every fourth quarter, it can be a short series. He's that good late.
Yep.
But I think it will, man. They'll work Brunson defensively in a way that, okay, well, maybe he's not Superman.
Yeah.
In this thing, and you got a 6-7 game series.
Yeah,
it should be fun.
Should be a good time. All right, we got a lot more to get into on the show today. New school has emerged for Memphis transfer PJ Haggerty. We'll get into that. We've got some over under win totals for Memphis football.
Hey.
And we have some good developments happening downtown. Right, Memphis is saying we're done with this crap downtown, and we're gonna address it. So we're gonna hopefully get the lease signed by 2:00 today. I mean, that's gonna be the goal here, right? We got a lot of momentum.
Yep.
So we'll be back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
VIP Play Tennessee. Download the app today. Great place to bet. Good prices. Lots of markets. Lots of different sports to bet on. New customers bet $5, get $100 in bonus bets. Easy to use. Got profit boosts on college baseball, Major League Baseball, daily specials. It's an awesome app, and it's exclusive in the state of Tennessee. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. We are sort of in a holding pattern with football as they did their spring game, and I don't remember. I recall like it didn't necessarily. It wasn't an offensive explosion.
Oh, they rarely are around here.
Yeah, which is obviously that just means the defense is much improved this year.
Well, let's hope so.
We got a lot cooking there. But you pointed out that at least on one site, there's a total on Memphis football. Out, was it sportsbetting.ag?
That's right. No, you use this. You've told me that's an offshore.
It is.
You've schooled me. Can we talk about it?
But
or
yeah,
do we
I mean,
have
I,
to stay hush.
No, I like it
because it's offshore.
It's priced, right? We have a price.
It is emailed to the,
yeah,
to the station. So
that's
I figured
right.
It was official.
And they have set the number for Memphis football at 8.5, which I think was the number. Maybe 9.5 was the number last year.
9.5 was the number last year.
Okay, got it. So. A game worse.
It was Sports Betting AG's number.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming it ended up being the.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. And wouldn't Memphis finish 10-2? Because the 11 would not count towards that record, the bowl record. So it'd be 10-2 that they did go over by a half a game there. But it's 8.5 now with a new look offense, new quarterback. And
a pretty favorable schedule, it feels like, off the top of my head, for Memphis football. Obviously, you open against Chattanooga, then you go to Georgia State, you go to Troy. You do play Arkansas here, but I feel like every big conference game you're mostly getting here. Yeah, like you're playing Tulane here, you're playing South Florida here, you're playing Navy here. I mean, if you believe that Memphis has a quarterback, whether it's A.J. Hill or Brandon Lewis, who our man Carlos Smith would say is dual sport athlete, right, point guard for the Tigers as well, you would take the over on this if you believe in the quarterback room, because to me the schedule is just insanely soft.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what last 2 years. That's why the numbers, part of the reason why the numbers have been so high. To that point, Memphis only has the fourth best odds to win the league, even though their win total is the same as Tulane, whose sports betting AG has as the favorite in the AAC. There, Memphis is +500 to win the conference. Tulane is +240. Win total same at 8.5. So again, they're expecting you to win outside of conference in those dog games, and then to win your share of
yep.
The conference games against dogs again, but not beat the ones you should, because yep. they've got you fourth essentially behind Tulane, Navy, and Army, at least as of today.
Okay, all right. I mean, that's disappointing. If you finish fourth in the AAC, like
what's disappointing is that you watch Tulane continue to get the benefit of the doubt going through coaches, quarterback changes, and everything else. And then, for the most part, back it up. Now, they've taken a little bit of a step back. Army had an easy schedule coming in last year. Navy stepped it up.
Yep.
But Tulane, man, always – and that's where you need to be. That's what we said. That needs to be you.
Yep.
Through quarterbacks and through everything else, because of the level of investment now
100%.
In Memphis football. And so, yeah, disappointing from that standpoint. But we knew, without Seth in there, knowing that Navy's bringing Horvath back, who's Tulane got the Sumrall guy that everybody loves as yep. a future head coach somewhere in a Power Four conference.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's disappointing to see Memphis sitting there at fourth, but we understand. I think you and I looked at it and said, well, the two service academies going to be above them.
Yep.
Based on what they did last year, what they're bringing back. Now, I don't know Army's roster per se, but in the quarterback situation, but I know what Navy's got back, and
yep.
you'd assumed again. It'll be a little tougher for Army, you'd think. There's no way that schedule could be easier than it was first year. But, no, man, you're with a new quarterback, we got no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
Whichever one it is, AJ or Brendan.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about Brendan Lewis. I mean, I didn't watch any Nevada football last year.
Well, he's dual threat. I mean, that's the yeah. thing about it, in a way that Seth was not. Sure, Seth could move, but we've never looked at Seth as a dual threat guy. He was not a dual threat guy.
Yeah.
He was a guy who could buy himself some time and might fool you a little bit with the ability to get up and get you 4 yards and maybe run over a tackler at the end. But he wasn't this. And so mm-hmm. it's something you haven't seen in a while around here. A guy that can run it and whatever else. And you'd figure he's gonna get Ryan might be picked, and I'm figuring the conference, the preseason poll's gonna look something like this, where Memphis is third or fourth. But we know around here, folks aren't going to be cool with a third or a fourth or even anything, certainly, but beneath that, even though that's where you're going to be picked because you've got a new quarterback and everything else. We're looking for you to get to where Tulane is,
totally.
To where you're right there at the top every year, no matter the quarterback. That's, as we said, the way it should be now. And so back to the point, Ryan's still going to feel, I would imagine,
mm-hmm.
a great pressure. He should feel a great pressure. Ed Scott has said it. The bar is conference titles. Doesn't matter if you're picked fourth.
Yep.
I imagine that's where it's going to be, but he won't have the typical kind of pressure, which would be next to nothing, of a team picked fourth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because of where he is in his tenure and what he hasn't done, which is get to a conference title game,
100%.
Much less win one.
Yeah, I mean.
So it can't just be, oh, man, another, yeah, they won 9 games. Oh, success. I mean, they were picked
exactly.
fourth. They finished fourth, and. Yeah, we'll get him next year because whether Brendan Lewis or AJ's going to take it over, he looked good at the end of, whatever that story. Can't keep going with this when you're trying to fill that place up. You know, it's your building now.
Yeah, man. I think that's going to be that's going to be the part that's going to be awkward, is that, like, if they do go over 8.5, but they're not relevant to the title game, like, what am I supposed to make of that? Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
At some point, you're going to have to pay the ticket.
Right.
The ticket that is moving on from Ryan Silverfield, whatever that buyout looks like, $6-7 million, $6-8 million. I don't have it. I haven't calculated it lately since he added another year. You know, and will continue to do that. What's that number? What is it, 9? It's in his contract?
I don't know.
Adding the other year?
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, it's not.
Lord, I tried to put it out of my – I tried to flash it out of my memory. But, no, man, I mean, you're going to – because what you're going to cost yourself in apathy – are you listening to me?
Yeah.
What you're going to cost yourself in apathy while you're trying to fill that building and maybe make a shift, right, to invest, shifting investment in football. We're pouring in now because we want to look right by 28, 29, 2030 when realignment's coming. And you're sitting there and you still got apathy. Better pay that ticket now if you're not winning conference or at least getting the conference title games. I would tell him, John, and I'm not sure if this is what Ed's going to say, but it's what he should say.
Mm-hmm.
You got to at least make the title game. You understand what I'm saying? Or we're going to have a talk.
Absolutely.
Because as Ed likes to tell you, it's the math.
Yeah.
And after a while, what I'm paying you, right, and what I could pay to get you out, it's costing me more in apathy and folks not coming.
Like an opportunity cost.
The opportunity cost I'm losing? Yep. What could be happening with maybe me making a college football playoff?
That's right.
Just
right.
by winning the AAC, Boise right. State slips up a little bit. We're better all of a sudden than the Mountain West. Could happen.
I mean, essentially,
because you've got Tulane on the schedule.
You know, essentially, what I would compare it to Tubby in a way is in that it's not embarrassing.
Well, different in that he's had time to had time on the pot.
That's what I'm saying though. Like Tubby got up out of here after 2 years. Taken over at Memphis.
We said that one was more urgent.
Yes.
Because, again, and it still is, it was the face
of
your athletic department. You couldn't afford.
Right.
You were hemorrhaging.
That's right.
Money. Even Rudd acknowledged
that. But, I mean,
that.
Look, let's just call it what it is with Memphis football, right? They are trying to shift. They are trying to shift that, and they are trying to say, now our face of our athletic department is football. Okay, perfect. I'll go with you on that.
Basketball's never gotten you in.
If that's what you guys insist upon, then we'll go with that.
You own your building now.
Fine.
You don't in basketball.
Face of your program cannot be a program, or face of your athletic cannot be a program that has never even competed for a conference championship under its current coach. Because those two, the math ain't mathing.
Folks going to say we're already bad mouthing Ryan Silverfield. These are the facts, man. This is what
people
you need.
People will say that,
you all need to be raising the bar up.
Especially if that's what you want to be taken seriously as a football school, right? Because that is the philosophical shift that you guys are trying to do. Okay. How can you do that though? And in the same breath say, well, our coach has been here for 6 years. He's had two or three under 500 years in the AAC.
Well, it's because your history is you haven't had the resources, right? And you're always trying to make more with less and everything else. And that's what going from 5 wins to what you got now feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is now is it's just like with Penny. It's just like what you've expected and what you like, whether it's Penny or any coach before him. You are resourced now to a point. You need to be winning your conference regularly.
100%.
That should be, and so it has to be the same standard across the board. Particularly if you are making a shift, if you're invest, we know there is resources. Anybody in the AAC, there's no reason you shouldn't be Tulane on this list.
Yep.
And constantly be the team that's got the best odds to win the AAC. Now that's the difference between where you are now.
Yep.
And where you were. Yep. And back to John's point, opportunity cost.
Yep.
That you know what you're losing in not maximizing this the brand that you know the re-energizing of it.
Yep.
And I tell you here locally, you got a few that love the 10-11 wins. You know they're hyped up, right? This has been good. But nationally, you're not turning any heads. You got to win conference titles to do that and be in the running.
That's facts
for a college football playoff because you will ultimately if you win the AAC.
Yep.
So now you're the big boy in the conference. Act like it.
Got to act like it.
And acting like it
comes with standards.
Exactly, it's accountability.
Yep.
You're not making conference title games. We got to move on.
Yep. I mean that's it. And again, I don't know if they have the balls. I don't know if they have the balls to do that.
But it's not even like it's some $60 million buyout. That's
no,
the
it's
difference.
Not.
At
it's
some
not.
Point, you have to, because again, it's your own building.
Yes.
If you've got a product, sure, on the field, 10-11 wins, but nobody's coming to see it. That hurts you more in this building that's yours, right, than it does down there, even though you know it hurts you in FedEx Forum too.
I mean, it's just a bottom line business, man, right? Like I honestly at the end of the day, that's what it is. If I outfit you and I resource you
always
in a way that's tops, better than anybody in your league, right? and you're not in that discussion.
I mean, I
have to do something.
Folks have no problem holding Penny to this standard. He's one of you. He actually played here played for, you know, coached for next to nothing, whatever else, and then he did it. Why are we not holding Ryan to the same standard? Folks say that we compare them differently. No, we're not. We're actually showing you the bar is the same.
That's right.
The expectation should be the same based on where they're resourced.
If Penny doesn't win the AAC, right, it's a problem.
What was written before this year? We said, man, this thing goes off the rails. Boy, it's trouble time.
It's a problem. So that's what we're saying about Ryan. So I don't care that it's a new quarterback. I don't
either, because you have the resources to go get one, and you got AJ sitting there. What's he got? Sure. He's a 4-star. Like, look at the ability to go get him.
And you had a 4-year starter, and you didn't go to a damn conference title game with him. So, you know,
it comes down to beating UTSA and Navy and those teams, man. So then you're playing Tulane in a championship game instead of sitting by and watching it.
That's exactly
embarrassing.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have 2 years here where you were under 500 in the American.
That's Seth 4, John.
Yeah, and 2 of those years were with Seth.
Man, about to be in the league probably.
So. I mean, look, I don't know what kind of time Memphis is on. I don't. But
it need to be demon time now.
But
like
I think
demon to get there.
Yes. If you don't get
demon to be great by 28,
you have two schools that don't even pay NIL that are in front of you right now.
Great by 28.
In Navy and in Army.
I've already got the new slogan. We don't even be great by 28. We really need to be great now. But
I mean,
there's something that because that there's an importance in that year, though, obviously. We have to be in
the grant rights and all
like
that.
The college football playoff, man. We need to be in it.
Yeah.
Man, we need to be right there because that's when the talks start.
Yes.
The contracts are up in 30.
You got it. You got to be great, you know.
We need to be great now, but we have to be great in the CFP by 28.
You got to
great by 28.
You got here's
because that's when the talks start.
Here's a good one. Stop taking AAC in 26. Stop taking AAC blanks.
You always go dirty. We want to sell tickets. We want kids to come.
Right. Stop taking blank in 26.
Do we have UTSA on the schedule?
I think you avoided them this year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So Trailer can't outcoach us.
Not again.
Thank God.
No, you're safe this year.
Wow, Ryan caught a break there. And you're telling me Tulane's at home?
And no Army.
No Army. Tulane Navy home?
Correct. I'm telling you, like, it broke. I mean, I don't know what Ryan Silverfield has done to the schedule makers, but he has done it again. Like,
I wish I could be a fly on the wall when he has that, you know, preseason meeting with Ed Scott.
Dude, I wish
I could.
All he has to do.
Because I would yell as the fly.
Dude, all he has to do in the AAC is go to FAU.
They would hear me.
UAB, horrible coach. Rice. That's just, and then East Carolina.
No, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. We're going to defeat the odds. We're not going fourth in the AAC. Ryan is going to get over the hump this year.
Come on, man. You got to.
That's what I'm telling you. This ain't just some regular, okay, you're picked fourth. You finish fourth. It's okay.
Right. No, it's
not. We're at a different place in Memphis football history,
guys. We need to be.
Let's move forward.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.